Our topic today is how to produce fruit trees from treelings. Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants. My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I'm responsible for product development. My guests today are again Markus Kobelt, founder of Lubera.com and also co-founder of Lubera Edibles, and also Robert Meyerhofer, production manager and nursery manager at the Lubera facility in Bux, Switzerland. Markus, how important are fruit trees at the market?
You ask me as a breeder or as a nurseryman?
Both.
As a breeder, of course, I'm breeding fruit trees, apples and pears since 30 years. So of course, they are important in two ways, as plants, but also as fruit. If you go to the garden market, you know, there you are not selling fruits, you are selling plants. And how many trees, how many apple trees you are planting in a lifetime in your garden, that's a problem. So they are not really, don't have a fantastic turnover, fruit trees, because you can only plant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 apple trees in a garden, or fruit trees in a garden, and you can plant 20, 30 raspberries, and over 20, 30 years you will plant 10 currants, 5 blueberries, whatever, in your garden. So it's not really a product which is turning fast, and that's number-wise and also business-wise a little bit the problem with fruit trees. And fruit trees have also the image of being complicated for consumers. So, and with the treelings, we want to address this in two ways. One, we want to address the production of fruit trees to have an easier young plant, which makes it easy to produce a fruit tree. And the big difference to the old way is it's a potted plant in a 1.3 liter container. And the second way we want to address this problem, if we are selling, most of the varieties we are selling are special varieties, compact or columnar growing varieties, which are bringing the apple tree product more near a berry shrub or plant product, because fruits are easier, fruits are smaller, resistant varieties, and so on. So if we can manage, we want to try to make out of a fruit tree in the middle and longer term more of a fruit bush, which is smaller, which is easier to manage. For that, we have also other breeding programs. So we are breeding more columnar apples, more small, compact, super compact dwarf apple trees. And we have also new products like crab apple type apples, but which are nice to eat and also compact and full of flowers. So these are the tendency which are going. And one part of this strategy is the treeling.
Robert, what kind of young plants? So we talk about fruit trees, but also talk about young plants, because Lubera Edibles is a young plant company, is selling young plants. So Robert, what kind of young plants you have used for your fruit tree production since now, and what is the difference now from the treeling?
We use the traditional young tree, young plants, a bare root 1 year old fruit tree for which we potted in the container. The problems with the traditional young plant is the storage of the plant, the handling, and also the sometimes the big roots in stone fruit, that you have to cut each root back by hand, that you can pot it in a container. And the difference to the treelings now, the treelings are in a small pot, in a 1.3 liter pot. The handling is easy, the potting is more easy, and also so the storage is more easy.
And what kind of what size of end finished product you can produce out of a treeling?
So you have to separate the different growth of the or types of the treeling. So we have the bushy compact one, the Maloney and Pironi, the growing bushy and compact, and we have the Malini and Pironi, the columnar types. Both are compact, and we have the normal sized trees or treelings, the Paradis, for example, the normal apple varieties with normal growth. So I would say the Paradis, the normal apples, you have to pot in a C7.5 liter pot up to 10 liter pot, and all the compact varieties you have to grow in a 5 liter pot, maybe also 4 liter or 3.5 liter works.
Okay. Now, I think not all of our listeners of yours has produced fruit trees before. Could be. So when will be the best potting time of the treelings, and how long is the cultivation period to selling?
So the perfect potting time, it's a long period, depends where you are and how you can manage the fresh potted plants. So we start to sell the plants beginning of December. So when you are able to pot it in December, it's perfect. You can pot it, and in mild climates or mild regions, you can put it outside. In more cold regions, you have to pot it and store it over winter in a greenhouse or in a plastic tunnel. And I would say the latest time to pot is in May, mid of May. That's the latest time to pot. And you ask for the selling period or when the product is finished. So the first time when the tree could be finished, I would say it's end of July, beginning of August. But you know, the most of the plants were sold in spring, so you can sell until spring of the next year.
And what about the substrate and the fertilizer? Is there anything you have to watch about or you have to care about?
Not something special. You have to use a substrate with structure, not too fine, because of the potting size. You use containers with 5 to 10 liters, so it should be not too fine. And the fertilizer, we use
long-time
fertilizers, which is in the substrate, but you can also use irrigation system and using fertilization.
And how many fertilizer you use? Could you are you able to told it? It is a secret, or
no? It isn't. You should give fertilizer on the high level, what is possible by plants or for woody plants. So we use long time fertilizer with 4 kilo per cubic meter of soil.
And do you have to cut the plants or pin the plants during cultivation? You have to do it, or you could do it?
Yes, we're not talking about it until now. So the normal bushy forms, the Maloney and the Paradis, you have to cut back when you pot it. So you have to bring the plants that they make side shoots. So I would say the compact bushy varieties, you have to cut back about 30 centimeters about pot level, and the Paradis varieties around 50-55 centimeters. Afterwards, you have to give a cane and fix the 1 year old shoot on a cane, and also later the
middle branch,
yes, when it's grown.
Okay, so are there any other points we haven't talked about it, which is important for the cultivation, or do we all?
When you pot it, or when you put the 1.3 liter pot away from the root ball, so you have to cut the root ball or the roots a little bit, or taking out with the hand the roots, that the roots start growing in the new container. That is very important. And maybe also the overwintering of the plants. The problem is the temperatures when they are going high and down and high and down with the apples in containers. So you best is to put it in a greenhouse or in a tunnel.
Or in a shed
where you have it cool. Also minus 5 degrees is okay, but the problem is that you have a weak high temperatures and a week after a frost to minus 10, maybe that's not so good.
Mm-hmm. Any additions from you, Markus?
No, he's right. He's always right. Perhaps additionally, when you are looking at the corner types, always at the end of the one-year-old shoot, so you have a plant like this in the columnar type, yeah, here you have the pot, and here on the tip you have a middle bud, a central bud, which is okay, which you need to grow upwards, and then we have side buds, and if you leave the side buds there, you will almost for sure have some competitive branches branching out. So if you have the time, if you think about, then you have to take off this side buds, and then your stem is going up very straight. If not, and if there really are developing side shoots, you have to cut them back in June, in the middle of the year, to about 5 to 15 centimeters to have really a columnar habit.
And now I have to say something about the availability. Now spring 2022, we sell the tree length at the first time in a bigger amount. And at the moment are only apples available in the tree length, just because at pears, the rootstock from the pears are at the moment too big for the 1.3 liter. So that's
but we are working on it, and we are also working on stone fruit treelings. Just leave us a little bit of time, because this is not done at Lubera Edibles.
Yes.
The development of these young plants in the future, Lubera Edibles will sell produce, but the development is done at the nurseries of lubera.com.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Markus, for answering all of my questions. And thank you for listening, and also for watching our podcast. And if you have any questions, any comments, or also questions at Robert, you can just write me an email to frederik.vollert@lubera.edibles.com. And if you have any cultivation questions, I will forward your questions to Robert.
Yes, and if you want regularly being informed about Lubera Edibles activities, about our breeding, whatever, about new podcast, then go to luberaedibles.com/newsletter and subscribe. Thank you very much. Thanks for hearing Gardens Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.